broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
But the bottom line is that he corroborates her claims.
9/11 families are still wounded. They're still bleeding.
Teach this kind of material to young children is beyond anything a godly Christian.
It's just scary. Definitely scary.
Are you gay?
I am a clown.
It was ugly.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go anywhere, even through the looking glass, even extra-dimensionally, to find it. On our show tonight, we have Raj Fanin, and Raj Fanin joins us to talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. That's going to be a potentially, and it is an explosive topic, but I think it's potentially going, not be explosive, I think it's potentially going to get much bigger than it is right now. We also have Ted Bell joining us. Later on, Ted's of Beverly Hills, his regular featured sponsored segment, to talk about British Petroleum. And at least for this guy here, Phil Hendry, and maybe you agree, I don't know, that was pretty big news today. I was very heartened to hear that BP had successfully capped the well. I hope we haven't had any news since then that has been of a downer variety. But they capped the well, and that means the price of BP stock, guess what happened? It suddenly started going back up. Ted Bell joins us to talk about that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhendryshow.com. If you head over to our website, you can watch a live streaming video of our show right now. Listen to live streaming audio of the show. And there hasn't been a radio show in the history of man on this planet where you need a backstage pass for more, where you should watch the video as well as listen to the audio of a show like ours. So, along with that, you get access to our comments section. You get guaranteed email response from me. You get access to hours and hours and hours and years and years and years of the greatest radio show in the history of man on this planet. And downloads each and every day of our show and new archive downloads too. PhilHendryShow.com. 877-876-PHIL. The story, dozens of opponents and some supporters of a mosque planned near Ground Zero attended a raucous hearing on Tuesday about whether the building where the Muslim place of worship would be created warrants designation as a city landmark and should be protected from development. Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Lazio, who has sought an investigation into the funding of the mosque, was among the witnesses who testified in support of giving the building a landmark status, which could complicate plans by Muslim groups to develop a community center and mosque there, after noting the Lower Manhattan building's history. Now, this is a building that would be torn down so that this mosque could be built. How do you keep the building from being torn down? You give it some kind of registration whereby it has protective, it is protected publicly, historic registration, landmark status, so forth. After noting the Lower Manhattan building's history and architectural significance, Lazio said it also warranted landmark designation because on September 11, 2001, it was struck by airplane debris from the terror attacks at the nearby World Trade Center. On the line from Los Angeles here tonight is Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin is a businessman originally from Alexandria, Egypt. He's been living here on the West Coast, has been back east, and talking to people about the plans to develop this mosque. And Raj, good evening. How are you?
Good, Phil. Thank you.
Now, you know how I feel about this, but I want to get your side, and I want it to be articulated clearly. I don't want it to be raucous. And I want you to have an opportunity to speak your mind in terms of representing people who are in favor of this mosque. What is the overall argument? Those of you who support a mosque at Ground Zero, what is your argument? What is your rationale?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful that you asked me this question because I don't think we have been asked this clearly. I think when people say that there's going to be a mosque at Ground Zero in downtown, they don't want to hear what the reason is. They just say that we don't want it. You know,
right out of hand, they reject it.
Yes, straight out of hand, they reject it. They don't ask. And so I'm grateful to be able to answer this question. For over 100 years, in New York, in the Hudson River on the approach, the water approach to New York has been this Statue of Liberty, and this is a symbol of America to many millions of people. But the two Muslim people, while the philosophy of the Statue of Liberty is one that we embrace, and is one that we take to our hearts, the Statue of Liberty is not a Muslim symbol because it is on a level offensive to a Muslim. And please let me explain this to you.
All right, you're saying the Statue of Liberty is offensive to a Muslim.
Yes, but let me explain to you, Phil, so you know that I don't mean the spirit of this statue is offensive. I mean that the form of this. Now, because of this, we do not have a statue or a symbol of America to look at and to say, this is now my country. I don't have this symbol. Everybody looks at the Statue of Liberty, and they say that this is my Statue of Liberty. But the Muslim, I cannot say. What do I look for in come to New York, or if I'm in the city of New York? What do I look for to say it is my symbol of coming to this country of America, and this mosque can be this a symbol for a Muslim? But we can't have the Statue of Liberty because it's not a symbol that a Muslim can recognize as the one that he takes into his heart and to say that this is, you know, my country.
Now, why do you say that the Statue of Liberty is not something that a Muslim can use as a symbol of America? So you made a very good point.
Well, if I could point out to you a couple of things.
Well, you made a good point when you said that the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of America. To me, the Statue of Liberty has always meant the uniqueness of a free country in the 19th century when the world was caught up with monarchs and emperors and kings, and here was this beautiful republic across the ocean with the Statue of Liberty saying, this is where people are free. And since that time, it has meant a lot of things about freedom. But what? So I think that applies to everybody, doesn't it?
No, but the concept of freedom is universal. There's no question. But the Statue of Liberty in Hudson, when if I'm a Muslim and I come to this country the first time in my life, and I look and I see this bastard put this statue.
Could you not use the word bastard, if you don't mind?
No, it's okay. It's not a meant offensive, you know.
It's, well, what do you mean by it?
It's in Middle East, you say bastard, man, is the same thing. It's the same thing. But the point I make is when this bastard, you know, put the Statue of Liberty in the middle, he was not thinking of the Muslim people. And so we came to America and we saw a symbol, but it was painful. If I came in a ship and I look and they said, look what the bastard put, and I look and I have pain, and all the other immigrants, they are happy.
And all right, what is painful about seeing the Statue of Liberty for a Muslim?
Because in my religion, the female is not the preeminent. And the Statue of Liberty is female. I want to say this. We respect and we love the female. We know the woman is the mother of all of life. And we respect and we love our mothers, our sister, our wives. But women are not a part of this learned imam class. And when you put the Statue of Liberty and the woman is standing in the place of the imam,
Well, that's not an imam. That is the Lady Liberty, you know.
But in my culture, that's the same. You know, I look, I say, well, there's the leader. The spiritual leader is the imam, and look, it's a woman. No. It's no, it can't be. And she's there with a torch, and it's a woman saying to me, welcome to a country now where I don't care what you think or how you feel. I'm a woman, and you know, what's this? My son thought that. I'm a woman hearing me roar, you know.
Is that your son? That's your son Todd, right?
Yes, he's Todd, yeah.
He speaks Arabic, doesn't he?
He speaks Arabic at home, yeah.
I'm a woman, and so you're offended by it. Not I'm a woman, but...
Well, you're not a woman, Phil.
No, I know that. But when you say you see the Statue of Liberty in the harbor, it's a woman and you're offended.
No, it's not that I'm offended. I'm not welcome. I don't feel like I'm welcome. I can't look and say, ah, look, there is a woman. There's no veil that she wears. She is uncovered. The robe that she wears is contoured so that a woman, you can see her shape and her hair. And so she looks down on me, a Muslim, to say, I am now in a place where you used to be. Now you come to this country. I'm a woman. And that's how it's, and I'm going to be here. And you have on it, you know, and so we don't have the symbol. That's why we want the mosque, you know.
Well, all right, so you need a mosque as your symbol, as the Muslim symbol of welcome to America.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And let me ask you something, just to sound like a stupid question, but we know that for, you know, many years, people came to our country and they saw the Statue of Liberty there in the harbor. How well are you going to be able to see a mosque, you know, from a ship?
Well, I don't know how many immigrants come to this country by way of their boat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But if they do, I think binocular to give, make sure that even at the cruise or the ferry boat, to make sure you have the binocular for a Muslim. But I it's difficult for me to say this, but for a Muslim, to have a woman is the Statue of Liberty. You might as well have, it's my religion, you might as well have a dog. A dog, you know, it's ridiculous, you know.
A dog? Are you telling me that that's offensive?
It's not offensive, but it's like, for if I was to say to you, this is a dog. You must take your direction from a dog. It's stupid, but nonetheless, the dog is more valuable than you.
And so a woman is more valuable than you?
No, it's not the same thing, but I have no meaning now as a man.
All right, hold on, please, Mr. Raj Faneen. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the, in fact, when we get back, we have some audio. We're talking about the Ground Zero Mosque that is being proposed in New York City. And Mr. Faneen is talking about the fact that he feels they need it. The Muslim people need it as their own Statue of Liberty, since the actual Statue of Liberty is a female. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll come back with your calls for Raj Faneen. We're going to ask some more questions about this religious and cultural difference that the Statue of Liberty, being a female, and a female with the hair exposed and the face exposed and the clothing clinging to the contours of the body, may be offensive to Muslims, and so they need their own Statue of Liberty, their own symbol of America, which would be this new mosque. Downtown. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Raj Faneen and more on the mosque at Ground Zero here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You got it wrong. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Phil Henry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Raj Faneen joining us as we talk about the mosque near Ground Zero. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, as fate would have it, is on New York City, WWRL 1600 AM, our New York affiliate, and in Hopeville, Virginia, WHAP at 1340 AM. Two great stations on our Phil Hendry Radio Network. Mr. Fineen, I wanted to ask you a question, and I don't want to preempt anybody that we've got some people holding to talk to you, but, you know, in America, in the United States, perhaps it's unlike any other country in the world, you are an American first before you're anything else.
I don't know.
Well, hold on for a minute. It doesn't mean that you give up your religion. We don't ask people to do that, but we do recognize the preeminence of our law first before any other, and that's why maybe in our country people assimilate better, perhaps.
I don't mean to interrupt, but in England, in Great Britain, they have more mosques per capita in America.
But in Great Britain, they have a hard time with assimilation. People don't join the society and the culture in Britain like they do in America. What you're asking for is a change in our cultural attitude to adapt to Muslims to the extent that we're building separate facilities.
But you had the drinking fountain for a black man, didn't you? When you want to exclude, you put a separate facility, don't you? But if to include, you don't put a separate facility.
No, but to include means you use the same facility. You're absolutely right. The opposite of that, separate facility, means segregation, which we stand against, which we work against. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm grateful for anybody that wants to come to this country and do it about the right manner. But the whole point is we've created our country and we've put it in a manner that it's working. And if anybody decides to come here from another country, obviously they see something about our country that they want. So they need to accept our country for the way it is and be grateful that we're opening our doors and say, hey, yes, you can come in, but this is how we want to live. Now, certain things can be changed, but the base of the United States of America doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be altered by anybody coming in saying, I'm going to come there only if you do this, this, or this. Well, I'm sorry.
But I don't want to. I don't want to change. I don't want to change. I just said that you can have your Statue of Liberty and we get to, we have a mosque.
Well, no, what do you mean you and we? That's what we're saying. You are now, this is America.
It's us. As a society, as a nation, we now, when you move here and you become a United States citizen, you need to accept and embrace the lifestyle that we have. And that's fine. I understand you having certain desires. But here's the thing. Let me say one more thing right quick, and I know you got other callers. The Statue of Liberty is not a representation of womanhood or femalism. It is a representation of a mother. It's saying that, hey, come to our country, and this is what we've got. But like a mother, we will nurture you. We will take care of you. We will give you opportunities.
If a woman,
you're a child.
The woman in Muslim society must
be. Hold on a second. You're talking about a woman, and you're talking about after you've been raised beyond, you know, childhood and adolescence. When you were a child and you couldn't speak, you had no idea about what a man and a woman was. But what you knew was is that there was a mother there that was taking care of you. She was feeding you. She was. You know, and that's what we're
But
saying.
I knew that I knew I didn't want to be around it. I wanted to be with a man, you know.
What, when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did we lose the caller? We did. All right. Chris?
God, thank you very much.
Oh, go ahead. No, that's fine, sir. I appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. What do you mean you knew you didn't want to be around her?
When I was a little boy, there's a song, American song. I like this American song. When I was a little bit of baby, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama used to rock me in the cradle in them old cotton field back home, you know. And I thought that's racist, you know. So I reject that. And I come to America and I see the Statue of Liberty. It exposes a woman's breasts.
No, sir, it does not expose her breasts. The Statue of Liberty is it's a beautifully stylized statue of a woman, but there's nothing obscene about it. Here's Kelsey on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with Raj Fineen.
Hi. How would you feel if I put a Catholic church there?
Are you asking me, ma'am?
No, she's asking. Are you asking me the question or the host?
I'm asking you the question.
A Catholic church?
Yes.
How would I feel if you put a Catholic church?
Yes, you want a mosque.
It would mean I would not have a symbol for me to say, I have come to America, land of the free.
That's what I'm saying. How does Hamas say that? This America's not full of Muslims and Catholics. We're full of a ton of people. So therefore, putting one religion at the forefront. I'm sorry, go.
You know what? I tell you what, Kelsey, you hang on the line here for a second. Or is it Chelsea? Is it Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Hold on the line for just a minute. You too, Mr. Finneen. We'll be back, and I'd appreciate if you're not belching into the phone.
I'm sorry. We had the pickled lime.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know what it's called by Catholic Church.
Phil Hendry.
Wow.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Back with Raj Finneen as we talk about the mosque at Ground Zero and this notion that for Muslim people, the Statue of Liberty is not an appropriate welcoming symbol to the country. You need the mosque, Raj, what you're saying.
This is true. My son put this list of the thing of the Statue of Liberty that are offensive to Muslims. Her face, of course, is unveiled. Her arm is open and exposed. Her body is the contours of her body you can see. Also, she stands in a seductive way. And in other words, she is offensive to me and to the Muslim man because she stands as if to say, you know, I am this slut. That I'm going to...
Excuse me, sir, you're talking about our Statue of Liberty, okay?
Oh, my God, it's an inanimate object. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. For some reason, calling the Statue of Liberty a slut bothers me.
It's not a woman. I'm not doing it. My son, it's not even a real woman.
It is a symbol of my country. It's like calling the flag a rag. I don't know. Okay?
But
so you're telling me that the Statue of Liberty to a Muslim looks like this big, tall... loose woman?
Loose, yes. Not the spiritual. And so the mosque is the spiritual, you know. You know that the Statue of Liberty was first pitched to Egypt when the Suez Canal was to open. They were going to put a veil on this. And if they put a veil on this, this would be a good day for Muslim America.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get back here to Kelsey, who was hanging on very patiently. We had to break in Boston. Go ahead, Kelsey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Finneen.
Hi, Rashim.
Yes, hello.
Okay. Now, as I was saying before, America is about freedom of religion. So if I see a mosque, I have no feeling towards it. But if I see a Catholic church, that's my religion. I have a feeling towards it. The Statue of Liberty represents all of America. A mosque will not. A mosque will just represent your religion, the Muslim religion, not
America. But it's like a Statue of Liberty, you know, because I see it, I go, yeah.
To you it
you
is.
Know, that's,
so therefore, we
right.
have to erect a religious monument for every single religion in America. Therefore, everybody has that feeling. A Statue of Liberty is neutral. Everybody has the feeling of, I'm in America. This is America. I am an American.
Well, you said you don't need a church. You said the Statue of Liberty is good for you. Okay.
The Statue of Liberty is good for everyone.
Well,
a mosque is good for just Muslims.
The Statue of Liberty doesn't work for me from a couple of standpoints. And I have to say something to the host right now, please.
Yeah?
I don't mean offense to this young lady. She is a good young lady. But for me to have to argue with a woman is, in my religion, like arguing with a dog.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
May I comment to that?
Yes, please do.
I am a woman. I made.
I know.
It's the hand that rocks the cradle. I made. We make men. We make women. We are equals in America. If you are in America, you see a woman as your equal, not a superior.
That's our country, Raj. You understand?
No, I know. I'm not. I've lived in America for many years. I understand. I just think for me, you make me argue with a. And she's not a dog. I'm saying it's like having to argue with dog.
So in other words, anything this lady has to say...
It's like hearing just barking. I'm sorry. Of She's laughing. She understands. You understand?
I'm not laughing. I don't understand. You're saying that I'm an animal, and I'm not an animal.
No. I'm not saying. I'm listening to you on the phone. It's like, back. You know, it's just a dog.
In my country, Raj, that's an offensive thing. Let me tell you a little bit about my country, okay? You've been telling me all about you. In my country, calling a woman a dog is an offensive thing. In my country, saying that the Statue of Liberty looks like a slut is an offensive thing. In my country, saying you got to have a mosque because the Statue of Liberty ain't good enough, that's offensive.
I know, because America, everybody offended. All the time.
No, you're offended, man. You're the cat that's always offended. You don't like the Statue of Liberty. You don't like a woman talking to you because you're arguing with a dog.
I did not say a dog. I said it's like arguing with a dog. And the lady agrees with me, right? Miss, I thought she did. Is the lady there or no, she's not?
No, she hung up. I wouldn't have... Are you there, Kelsey?
Yeah.
All right, but listen, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
So you hung up on here... She agreed with me that, yes, she understood that she was a dog. And
no, she did not. No, she didn't. She was saying that...
Well, she said they hand walk the walk of something, you know. Yes, that's what she said, they hand walk.
The hand walk?
Yeah. The cradle. She said they hand walk the cradle.
The hand that rocks the cradle. What do you mean walk?
No, she said walk. As sure as God made green apples.
No, the hand that rocks the cradle. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi. Is this man's name Raj?
My name is Raj Fanin. And
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's good to speak with you.
How are you?
We didn't build a monument for any other culture. Why is it that you think that we have to build a monument for Muslims?
It's a good question.
You're not different than any other...
Five times a day I must kneel to Mecca to pray. So that means I need to have those periods in my work. I must wash my feet. So I have to have those basics.
Wait. So this, what are you saying, Raj?
Look, I got some things I have to... For me to live here, there's some stuff I got to have.
So you got to have a basin to wash your feet in, time off to pray five times a day.
Yeah, and I need to have the call to prayer.
So you need to have a tower announcing the call to prayer.
Oh, look at you. You're pretty... you're up on it, huh?
A little bit. And then what else? You need to have a veil over the Statue of Liberty?
No, I did not say... We need to have our own Statue of Liberty, which would be a mosque. See, for Muslim, religion is nation, and it is family, it is brotherhood. But the Statue of Liberty, I look at that and I go, man, that's nowhere. That's what I mean.
Okay, Barbara?
What did he say?
What did you say, Raj?
What did I say?
I can't understand.
I don't stutter.
What do you mean you don't stutter? The lady could not...
All right, I'll repeat. I said, the Statue of Liberty is... I don't feel good when I see it, you know? I look at that and I go, boy.
But you're in America. You're not in any Muslim country. And,
you're right.
You
but
have
in
to
America,
get used,
don't we have freedom
you
to
have
not
to
be...
Get used, you must get used to it. It's America.
Don't you have freedom not to be pissed off in America?
No, we do not have freedom not to be pissed off. What is that?
What I meant was not to offend.
No, there's no freedom not to be offended either.
The hell there isn't. Don't you?
No, there's no freedom not to be offended in America. Where'd you get that?
Let me ask this lady. If I say to you that I argue with you, Barbara, and for me to argue with woman is like to argue with a dog, you're offended, right?
No, I'm not offended, but I have to say this, that,
there you go. See?
That the Muslims killed our people at Ground Zero, and there should be no mosque in Ground Zero or any other place.
Know.
You have to get used to the American way of life. That's just it. You have
I'm not
to
convinced.
Get used to it.
All right. Barbara, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't understand the purpose of mocking that lady. I think you're making your argument. You're going to have to live or die on your argument.
The lady obviously was not there. I think she might have had some mental retardation. I don't know.
No, she did not. She couldn't hear you. Okay.
Well.
And what are the stuff, you know, I don't buy it, this and that.
She's saying too many things. In America, you can't offend me. It's racism to offend me because I want a woman to cover her face, you know.
No, the other way around, man. In America, it is considered sexist to want to cover a woman's face. In America, it's considered theocratic to have a religious symbol be also the symbol of our culture, the symbol of our grand democracy. That's what it's considered to be. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Kate on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Kate. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fanin.
Yeah, I have a few things to tell Raj. One is that you, Raj, listen to me.
Yes, you, my son wanted me to.
Yeah, whatever.
My son needed me for a moment.
You don't have any rights in America for pushing your religion on anybody else. You can have whatever religion you want, but you're not going to push anything on me.
I'm not trying to push my religion on
you.
Yes,
you are, because you don't want the Statue of Liberty. Something has been in this country for 100 years, you know, that we all respect, you know, we call her Lady Liberty, because that's the American thing. You want to be in America, you need to be American. You can have your Muslim religion, but you're not going to push it on everybody else. And besides this Ground Zero thing, you think that anybody in this country wants people who brought down our towers, who profess themselves to be radical Muslims, are going to stand for a Muslim mosque at Ground Zero?
My son wanted to know when the dog is going to stop barking.
All right, hold on for a minute. I don't want to hear that dog barking thing again, okay?
Well, that was good.
And that's your son, too.
No,
why don't you teach your son some respect?
Barking.
Teach your son a little bit of respect.
It was my son who said, when's the dog going to stop barking? I told him not to do that.
You know, your son is being taught this stuff by you, Mr. Fanin.
I want to address this lady point by point. Number one, I don't want her to become Muslim. I want simply to not go into New York Harbor and see this woman with no
bed. I have been there.
I want to have a mosque so I can say, America, my home.
And the Statue of Liberty is not good enough because she's not wearing a veil.
It's a woman. And in my religion...
don't care if you're offended. That's too bad for you. You want things to be Muslim, you need to go home.
You might as well have a model from Swank magazine sitting out there, bro.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
If you want things to be Muslim where everybody, you know, is acting all Muslim and everybody is having to follow, you know, these Muslim rules, well, then you need to go home.
Oh, my God. You didn't hear one thing I said. Oh, my God. I never said you have to be Muslim. I said, when these bastards put this Statue of Liberty, all I said was...
Would you not say bastard, please?
All right. But I didn't say this lady has to be a Muslim. I said, do you mind if we have our own symbol that we, when we come into the harbor, we go, hey, there it is. Yeah. And we know we're at home.
So everybody else is looking at the Statue of Liberty, but you're looking at a mosque.
Yes. God, how many different times you want me to say?
But you don't hear us. We're saying, no, man, we are not building some separate symbol of America for you so that you can have this sort of separatist, religious, theocratic view of America. That's America right there, that Statue of Liberty, okay? Your mosque, man, ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, but so what you're saying is that when I come to America to see a dog saying, hello, welcome to America, that's okay.
She's not a dog, and if that's what you think, you need to stay home. You need
and
to go back to your country.
You know, and then on the phone, I got bark, bark. And
you're going to have to get over that, man. You're going to have to get over that, okay?
Well, you keep forcing me into arguing with this lady.
And there's going to be women calling the show.
Man.
All right, listen, thank you very much, Kate. Thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Raj Fanin joining us from Los Angeles to talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. And as far as he's concerned, as a Muslim, he needs the mosque because that is a symbol of America for Muslims. and the rest of us can have the Statue of Liberty. It's a woman, and that's, I'll say it. He said that's like having a dog laying there holding a torch. 877, how that's done, I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. And Mr. Raj Faneen joining us on the mosque in New York. You saying the mosque is a symbol of Muslims. It's something Muslims can look at and say, ah, I'm home in America, or I'm back in America, or welcome to America, and that the Statue of Liberty is a female and is therefore offensive. How many people, how many Muslim people or people of Mideast cultural descent or origin, how many people feel the way you do?
Well, how many people feel the way I do? Look, if you look in New York, look at what these bastards are doing now in New York. There is a lot of controversy because Muslim people want to have the mosque. And the people down in New York, you know, these people, it's the neighborhood being, pain in the neck, you know, about this.
And pain in the neck? You know, that's their neighborhood.
Yeah, they said the same thing about this World Trade Center when they first put the World Trade Center. Oh, it's my neighborhood, you know. Don't put the World Trade Center. You know what? They got used to it.
877-876-PHIL, returning here with Raj Faneen on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. Valerie in Palmer, Alaska. Valerie on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. I assume that you came to this country because of the freedoms we have. That means you came over here to respect this country, to respect the women of this country, to respect our symbols. And if you can't do that, if all of that is offensive to you, then leave. It's simple. Then leave.
What is that?
Hold it, Todd. Don't do that.
What is that?
He's my son.
I'm moving.
He was barking.
Yeah, I heard him barking. If I hear that again, I'm going to hang up on you.
If you can't respect the women of this country, the way we dress, the way we look, the way we talk, then you do not belong in this country. You do not belong here.
I respect women. My mother, I love. I love my
only,
wife.
Only if she's covered from head to toe.
God, shut your mouth. Not you, my son. He is being
rude. Well, then take him away from the phone.
Get your son out of the room, okay?
If he can't respect you enough to stop making noises while you're talking to me, then he should not be here. You should not be in this country.
Todd, I can't send you. Say my son does not belong in this country. I can't send my son away.
Why
is that
not?
What you say?
To send him to another room.
He is an eight-year-old boy.
Him.
Yeah, get him out of the room. Raj. Okay, hold on for just a second, Valerie. Raj, get him out of the room.
But Todd said he was not to be. He was doing Dino the Dinosaur on the Flintstone.
He was doing what?
He said he was doing Dino.
I don't care. He's barking. You said that that's like talking to a dog, talking to a woman. So I don't want to hear the barking.
I will say that I came to this country, Valerie, to enjoy what you say. But when I first came here and I saw that, you know, the woman in the Hudson River, I remember I said to myself, oh, boy, we got a problem.
Well, then, the problem is yours. Leave. It's really simple. There's no questions. There's no discussion. If you don't like this country, you don't like our symbol,
I just
leave.
Heard that kid
it's
again.
It's so simple. Go home.
I love this country, but
Do you
I
love
have
this
to
country
look at that?
If we conform to your way of thinking.
That kid is barking on purpose.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Look, Valerie, I love America.
They love America for what America is. Love America for her symbols, for her Statue of Liberty, for the fact that we women can walk around with some freedoms in what we feel like wearing, and we can talk to men.
What?
What is that?
That's disrespect.
No, I'll tell you what it is. It's the Lassie theme. All right.
No, it is not.
Yes, it was the theme to Lassie. Now, you got my warning, Mr. Finine. You're talking to an American woman, and these are all my listeners, and you will not treat them as if they are trailing behind you in a burqa.
No, I'm not to do that. I did not say put a burqa on the Statue of Liberty. If I was this man you say that I am, I'd say put a burqa on the statue. I'm not say that. I'm saying
then
let
you.
Me have my most.
I she said, offends put a you, then go home. If she offends you, go home. If talking to a woman offends you, go home. There's,
it does
you know,
not
there's
offend
no
me.
Discussion
just,
here. If you don't like
religion,
this country, go home.
For more than 2 minutes to a woman, it is considered to be you are an object of ridicule because they say you have been talking to a dog for 2 minutes. And they laugh at you. That's all.
All right, hold on. Valerie, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The theme from Lassie, huh?
I didn't know that that's what that was.
You're, man, you lying to me?
No, I swear.
Phil Hendry.